Talk of an education overhaul continues to dominate conversation at the State House, but things are much quieter when it comes to healthcare reform. Education officials, meanwhile, argue that without intervention, health costs will only continue to cannibalize even larger shares of local school budgets, no matter what cost containment measures Montpelier decides to impose on districts. Vermont Public's Lola Dufour spoke with Mary English about the intersection of healthcare and education.
Welcome, Lola.
Hey, Mary.
Lola, Vermont has the highest premiums for employer-sponsored healthcare plans in the country and some of the highest hospital prices. So is it similarly bad for school employees?
It is. I expected the numbers to be bad, but I was still pretty startled by what I found. Between 2020 and 2025, premiums for school employees skyrocketed by more than 65%. The Vermont Health Education Initiative, which manages insurance for educators, forecasts that collective costs for these plans will surpass $383 million next year. Now, educators themselves are absorbing about 20% of that $383 million figure because that's the share of their premiums that they're on the hook for. But what's left over is still a huge chunk of what Vermont spends on schools. The Vermont School Boards Association pointed out that in 2018, a little less than 10% of your average school budget was spent on health benefits. Now that figure is closer to 15%. And at that pace, you know, we'll be at 20% in just a few short years.
What kind of impact does that have on the ground?
Well, just earlier this week, I reported on a school district that's planning to repurpose an elementary school. And I thought it was notable that the cost savings they're expecting from consolidating an entire school is roughly equivalent to the extra money they'll have to pay towards health insurance next year. We can't oversimplify what's going on. There are other really important cost pressures at play in Essex-Westford, the school district I wrote about, including a recent retooling of Vermont's education funding formula and, you know, declining enrollment. But it still points to a general trend you hear from school officials, which is that because the cost of care is growing so fast, much faster than inflation, it's crowding out the system's fiscal capacity to do much of anything else.
Lola, is anyone proposing to do anything about this?
The governor has basically said that, you know, between education and housing, his administration has enough on its plate this year. He told reporters earlier this month, we can only handle so many crises at once. And he's also suggested that maybe the legislature or the Green Mountain Care Board or key players in the health industry should take the lead.
And what about Democrats? What are they saying?
Democrats in the legislature are exploring certain reforms, including a move to reference-based pricing, which would cap what providers can charge for procedures. That's something that the teachers' union, the Vermont NEA, has really pushed for. But Democrats are also trying to manage expectations about what they can achieve. And unsurprisingly, they're also pointing the finger right back at Scott.